This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Democrats are pushing back on Governor Jared Polis and any idea of commuting the sentence of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. Polis mused on social media about the prison sentence of Peters being unduly harsh. Congressman Jason Crow.
I think it would be a big mistake to provide leniency to Tina Peters, who has shown herself not only intentionally violated the law, but a complete lack of contrition.
Peters was sentenced to nearly 9 years in prison for permitting unauthorized access to county voting equipment. Polis has been hinting at reducing her sentence for months. State lawmakers are working on a bill that they say would create much-needed funding for Colorado's emergency medical services. Lucas Brady Woods reports they also say it would save the state money.
Ambulance services in Colorado are reimbursed only when they transport a patient to an emergency room. Under the bill, they would also be reimbursed for treating someone on site without transporting them. Representative Katie Stewart is sponsoring the bill and is a former EMT.
This will not stop anyone from being transported to an ER if that is what they want or need. Instead, this bill will empower EMS and patients to make the smartest decisions about their care.
The bill would also require EMS reimbursement when patients are taken to behavioral health clinics or if telehealth services are used during an emergency call. The rule change is expected to save Colorado millions of dollars a year in healthcare spending, largely because it would cut down on costly hospital visits.
This is CPR News.